This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And we've seen over the last week just the vulnerability of island nations in the Pacific, the tsunamis in the Samoas, of course, Indonesia, and the horrible earthquake that they're still recovering from. Today, the Philippines is facing 1 million people displaced from a 1-2 punch of tropical storms over the weekend. To give us an indication of what the relief operations are like in the Philippines, Patricia Bermudez, is a sports reporter for Solar Sports in Manila. She joins us now, but she's become an aid worker like many people in the Philippines trying to deal with the million people displaced. Patricia, what's going on where you are this morning?
Well, you mentioned a million people displaced. It's actually 2 million people exposed to more super typhoons that are coming to the Philippines. So you can just imagine how frantic the work is at the moment because of Typhoon Ondoy, which really has paralyzed majority of the major cities in the urban areas of Manila. It has been very difficult. A lot of people that we've talked to said it will take at least 2 weeks before they go back to their homes. People have been living in schools to take shelter. People have been living in other buildings, in old factories, and sometimes in a schoolroom. And mind you, schoolrooms in the Philippines are somewhat smaller than the schoolrooms in the U.S., or I can imagine in other parts of the world, but our schoolrooms house sometimes about 38 families, not individuals, but families in one room. So you can just imagine the kind of anarchy that goes on. These are people who are living in areas. There's one area that we have tried to help in the first 3 days of relief, and it's called Tumana, which lies right beside the Marikina River, which is a river that rose to about 30 feet at the height of the storm. They have about 38,000 people. So just in an area alone, you have 38,000 people that are still trying to put their lives together, but will really take and need months to put it together. So these are people who are lining up right now for food because they have nothing to cook with. They really have lost everything. And whenever you go out there and hand out food, cold hands are the ones that receive them because these are people who don't have clothes. All their clothes are soiled. All their clothes are wet. So they're waiting for relief. So you have men wearing blazers for women. You have men wearing cocktail dresses, anything that will keep them dry for the night.
That's quite a picture, Patricia. What are the tools that you have at your disposal for getting relief aid into the most affected areas? And we just have under about 40 seconds.
Well, relief aid right now is coming from all parts of the world, as I understand, and of course from the government as well. On a personal level, just me, a bunch of friends, and the people that I know have put our resources together to get clothes to help orphanages, because there was one orphanage that stayed in my house. 40 people stayed in my house because their orphanage actually went down under. So the kids have been staying at my house. We're trying to look for places for them. Everyone's really just pulling their personal resources just to make sure that the ones in need, the 2 million people who are exposed, will eventually have a comfortable life.
Patricia Bermudez, he's on, is a sports reporter for Solar Sports in Manila, talking about 2 million people exposed to the 1-2 punch of tropical storms in the Philippines, nearly 1 million people officially displaced from their homes. Patricia, good luck and thanks.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.